Hi, this is Scorpio Queen with Chit Chat with Scorpio. I am back with another story. So this is an update to the story about Apostle Monique Hall, who openly reviewed Josiah Majors, that's his name, Josiah Majors, in front of the church. So Apostle Monique Hall, she actually publicly apologized for what she did. She had released a statement to, I guess, the internet, because the internet saw it as well as the church. So this is what she has said. The platform that the Lord has blessed me with is very dear to my heart, and I don't take it for granted or take things lightly when limes are at hand. I am humbly grateful for all my family, friends, community, and supporters. February 19th, 2023, that's where she had that speaking engagement. I had a speaking engagement at New Creation Christian Church Center. That's the church. In the absence of Pastor Daniel Williams McCord, a situation took place where I rebuked the drummer for refusing to play and informing that he had 48 hours to repent for disobedience. For the past couple of days, after seeking godly counsel and prayer, this has influenced my decision to sincerely apologize publicly, as it was not meant as a curse, but more of an open rebuke for disobedience in serving. Now, I don't even see how he was disobedient, to be honest. I really don't see how he was disobedient. I really think that she just targeted him. And everybody believes that she targeted him because he did nothing wrong. He really, really did not do anything wrong. So I don't even see how she would say that he was disobedient. And furthermore, she's not even his pastor. But I don't even believe that his pastor would even do anything like what she did. Okay, so let's see. This was not my intention, and I humbly apologize for how it was interpreted to be a word curse. So at this time, I publicly apologize to Josiah, his family, the Radical Nation Church family, that is the name of the church that his father pastors, and the thousands of people that this has affected, including Blueprint Church. I guess that's her church. I love each and every single one of you, and may God bless you with a gate blow. Dr. Monique Hall. So that's her apology, but, you know, like I said before, Josiah Majors did not do anything wrong for her to give him an open rebuke. I don't believe that he did anything wrong. I believe that he was targeted by her for no apparent reason, because she was also preaching. But I believe that she targeted him and used him as an example, which she was wrong for. And I just don't believe that it would have had to take her days to figure out that she was wrong for what she did. I mean, I'm glad she spoke to somebody, but I mean, if she really had a conscience, or if her spirit was really convicted by it, she would have just apologized. It would not have taken days to apologize to figure out that she was wrong. She would have just apologized. That's it. I just don't see why you would have to take days. She knew she was wrong. And she knew the way she spoke it like she was doing witchcraft. Like she was speaking word curses. And she was wrong for that. That boy wasn't being disobedient. She was literally preaching. So how you go from preaching to rebuking the drummer? Again, I'm glad that she apologized, and I hope she never in life does it again. I hope that she really has learned her lesson, because as leaders of a church, or it doesn't even matter what type of leader you are, if you are a leader of some sort, if it's a business, a church, whatever it is, you have to be careful of how you talk to people. period. You have to be careful of how you talk to people. You have to be careful of how you treat people. You cannot go targeting people for no reason. Or whatever reasons that you come up with. You just can't go targeting people. That's not right. And this targeting people, it happens a lot. It happens in school. It happens on the job. It definitely happens in church. Because leaders in church, they believe in open, a lot of leaders, they believe in open rebuke, which I don't believe in that. I don't believe that a person needs to be chastised in front of a whole church. I just don't. I feel that that is embarrassing for that person. And I believe that it should be done behind closed doors. Nobody should have to be openly rebuked. And I know it's in the Bible, but I don't agree with that. I just don't. I would never agree to it. And had I been there, I would have said something. I'm not afraid to talk to these preachers and tell these preachers when they're wrong. I've done it before, and preachers did not like it. They literally blocked me because I spoke the truth against them. And they didn't like it. But it is what it is. Somebody has to stand up, because there's not enough people standing up for what's right or for what's true. There's not enough people. So again, I'm glad that she apologized, but I hope she never does it again in life. I hope she's really learned her lesson. But anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned for my next podcast. I have a huge update on Lamar Whitehead, so stay tuned. Bye for now.